My original plan for today was to focus on World Food Sunday. The third Sunday in October, the one after Thanksgiving, is when we observe the need for food around the world. We recognize that we live in a place where, for the most of us, food is plentiful. We don't need to worry where our next meal comes from or if there will be a next meal. In our privileged life, we take a step back and see that not everyone has the same opportunities. We don't have to look far to see the inequities. There are people in our own communities who do not have enough. There are people in our own province and country who do not have enough. There are whole communities in Canada who do not have safe or accessible food or water. And this is where the plan for focusing on World Food Sunday went astray. Because the more I thought about it, I realized it's not about food. It's about justice. It's about abuse of power. It's about being more concerned with what I have than what others don't. It's also about not being willing to listen to the stories of others, because that might change our perceptions, our choices, our power. It's complicated. The parable that Jesus shared about the widow and the judge is an example for us to examine that addresses all of those points. It might seem quite simple. A woman comes to ask for justice. Obviously, she's in conflict with someone and needs to have the backup of the social system to choose in her favor. We don't know what the issue is. We just know she needs help. But it's not that simple. This woman lives in a culture that continually puts her at a disadvantage. She doesn't have a lot of choices. In the patriarchal culture of her time, where men were more powerful and more privileged than women, she needed to be living in a household of a male relative or a husband to have a home, to have food, to have safety. She's a widow. So her safety with a husband has disappeared, and she should be able to go to another relative's house, but maybe she couldn't. Maybe no one would take her in. Maybe some male relative inherited her husband's house and money, but refused to inherit her. We don't know her story, but we do know that the system was built against her. What we hear is that she refused to be a victim. She refused to just accept what had always been and would continue to be. She raised her voice. Frequently, against corrupt power, against someone who was known not to care about the disenfranchised. She raised her voice frequently. There would be many who would say, be quiet. There would be many who would say she had no rights. But the passion and persistence of this unknown, noisy woman changed the mind of a judge who knew that she just wouldn't quit. And so justice was achieved for one person. How many more to go? It's so easy to become that judge, to be complacent when we have power, to not listen to the story and voices around us. But when those who are poor or hungry or unsafe raise their voices, we need to listen. Jesus said, God isn't like the judge. God wants all people to be treated equally. When injustice or imbalance is identified, God wants it fixed quickly. And we are told that we are the hands and feet and love of God. That's a lot of pressure. As faithful people of God, we are to live our faith in all portions of our life. It's not just a Sunday thing. Time and time again, Jesus pushed the faithful to rebel against societal rules that put the least at a disadvantage. Time and time again, Jesus talked to those people who the culture of the time disempowered or excluded. And time again, Jesus said, "These are the people who I have come for, not the rich, not the powerful." How many persistent voices are there in the world today? How many times do we do nothing to help? How many times do we make choices that will benefit us, and we don't think about how those choices will impact the poor and the powerless? How many times do we want someone else to do the helping and the changing? If we are serious about being people of God, we need to be listening for those who need the most support. We need to make decisions based on their needs, not on ours. Because God loves us and shares with us and wants the world to be a place where all have enough, where children and elders know they will be cared for, where those who fight for justice will receive justice, where those who flee violence will be welcomed by those who live in peace, where those who are hungry are given the opportunity for life-giving clean water, affordable food. In the reading from Jeremiah, God resets the relationship with people. God makes a new promise that each person is responsible for their own decisions and that they won't be punished for what their ancestors did. God will write the laws of love and caring on their hearts so that they will all know what they are supposed to do. God will love them all, even if they don't get everything right. Even God can change. God looked at the imbalance of society and rules and changed them so that all the people could be cared for and given an equal chance to live with dignity. So what do we do with this? Can we listen for the hidden stories? Can we add our voices to the noisy ones, demanding justice and equality for all? Can we see when the system is being stacked against certain demographics and demand change? Can we recognize when we have become used to the power that we wield and determine how we can use that for someone else's justice and benefit? Can we remember that God's world is for all people, that we are to be God's voice, hands, and feet in the world? Can we remember God's love written on our hearts, in our hearts to be shared with God's world? What can we do? Amen.